listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Lord.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
God may put something in somebody that you can see has a limp or an issue going on in their lives, and they may be carrying something that can launch you into a new dimension. At the same time, they could be saving you from a future storm that you have no clue of coming. You don't even know that it's on its way. You have no discernment at all. The sun is shining, so you're ready to sail, and you have no clue of what's going to happen in a few days.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Trust, the Result of Accountability. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Proverbs chapter 27, verses 17 through 18.
When I got married, I didn't have etiquette. So I was sitting down in a restaurant, and I cut a steak up maybe into six pieces. But they were too big, and I was cheap. And my wife said, "Your steak is too, that's a too big of a piece." I said, "What? What? Guess what? I refined it. Instead of having six pieces, I turned it into 16. And then when I sat with leaders, I wasn't embarrassed. I took some instruction. I never got trained in that. I didn't know where the fork goes and where the knife goes. I didn't know. I was a grown man and didn't know. I'd never been taught etiquette. Now look at you. Where were you when you were 21, 22, 25? Now maybe you came out of your mother's womb and you had it all together. You knew etiquette and everything. I don't know. But somebody had to show or demonstrate it. Instead of getting mad, I refined it. Now when I sit at the table, I can tell who I need to go into covenant with. If you grab your chicken and bite it like a caveman, I don't go into covenant. I'm just looking. Because as it goes with your fork and your knife, so does it go with the way you manage things. Before I go into business, I always go to dinner. I usually go to Carrabba's, but I'm watching the person and how they move. Did they take over a conversation? Does the food get cold? Are they expecting me to pay for everything? Oh my God, I'm preaching. I can look at that, how that meal is managed, and tell if I need to go deeper. Especially with leaders in ministry and accountability. When I fish for leadership, I'm fishing from the pool of consistency. You may not be the best. Oh, he looked over me. He looked over me. He looked over me. I'm looking for consistency and skill. I'm looking for temperament and texture. Are you soft when you need to be soft and stern when you need to be stern? Can you balance it? Can you balance conflict? You don't marry a person because they look good. You marry them because when somebody dies, they manage their emotions. You watch how they move. Thank you, Lord. I don't need to go deeper there because I feel something on that. Let me stick with the text. Let me give you a disclaimer here. Iron sharpens iron. Some of you are trying to be sharp with inferior materials. You know you're sharper than the person that you're listening to, and it makes you feel good about it. But it's only iron that sharpens iron. Everything around you where there's a grind is weaker than you are. That's why you dominate. When iron hits iron, you're going to see sparks, and neither of them back away from the process. Only the inferior backs away from the process when it has to come into contact with something stronger. Oh my God, help me. So let me give you a disclaimer here. I'm not going to address every aspect of accountability. Number two, I'm not going to give you an answer for every situation. I have people coming up to me, well, what about this scenario, Bishop? Well, let's manage the one that I gave you. I like questions, but I can't answer every question in a message. And instead of saying, well, you didn't talk about this part of accountability, can you deal with what I am talking about? Third disclaimer, I will not guarantee your success as a leader because I can't measure your accountability. That's something private. I can look at the results and tell if you don't have accountability, but I can't guarantee your success. Here's another disclaimer. Accountability is hard, and it takes a lot of humility. That's why a lot of people back away from this aspect of stewardship, because it's hard, and it takes humility for somebody to look at your spending habits or to question you about your desires, your uncontrolled desires, and call you into compliance to stick with a budget. It's hard, and it takes a lot of humility. I also believe there's a higher call that God is calling us to. He's calling me to a higher cause. From eating a steak that's cut into 4 or 6 pieces to now taking that same steak, same size, turning it into 16 pieces and chewing it until it is swallowable. I like to see refined people that can have a conversation over a meal. I didn't start there. And I think I shared in a basement in my own life something that I'm embarrassed to say. But I want you to see where we can go. It doesn't matter where you start. It's where you finish. I didn't manage my plate well. I believe I'm the same person in terms of core. But I had no training with etiquette. Yet you can grow when you get some instruction. And there are people here today that don't really listen well. When someone is talking to you, you're thinking about what you're going to say next, not really absorbing what they say. Somebody over there said, amen. One of the things that make me a successful leadership person as it relates to accountability is that I believe God has helped me to develop the ability to listen well. I remember one of the members got upset because she was running the usher ministry at the time, and she came into the office upset with one of the members. And I was listening to it, but I was looking, you know, around a little bit. And she felt like I wasn't listening. So I guess when somebody's talking to her, maybe from her training, maybe her father or mother said, when I'm talking to you, you listen, you look at me. Well, she tried to impose that on me. I'm the leader now, but I'm supposed to look at you when you're upset. And so when she left the church, she came to me with that. You weren't listening to me when I was talking to you. I said, I was listening. No, you weren't. I said, I was. I don't know where you come from, Mama. But I know where you can go. I'm not the one. I said, you said this, that, and the other. And then you said so and so and so. And you said so and so and so and so. And then you talked about this, that, and the other. That conversation was 3 years earlier. So I was listening. But I wasn't looking at you. Because you're not in charge. I realize, though, that most people don't listen. They have an attitude when they come into a conversation. And if you have an attitude and you're upset, you're not going to listen. Then I asked her, what did I tell you at the end? She said, I don't remember. I said, I know. But let me tell you what I said to jar your memory. She said, oh, I remember now. Because you have an offense. And when you have an offense, you can't be a good steward. There's some things you'll miss in the exchange. Oh my God. I believe there's a higher calling. Write it in your notes. You are hardwired not to be accountable. That's your natural state. Adam, what commandment did I get? You told me not to eat of the tree. But the woman beguiled me. But what did I tell you? What did I tell you? You should have been accountable to my word. In other words, you should have rehearsed it over and over again, even to her. But you didn't. We're hardwired to go down the path of least resistance. To be non-confrontational when it comes to issues. Accountability requires confrontation at times, but not all the time. It's in our sinful nature to resist accountability. You know why? Because we're full of pride. And we're full of arrogance. And we're always on a quest for independence. I can do it myself. I don't need no check. What? Check me. What? It's a part of your nature without Christ. I think Paul told the church, one of the epistles, he said, we need to die daily. If we're going to succeed in Christ, that means we have to ask God to kill this nature because it wars against accountability. We like to say, I don't like people. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody. Okay, why? Something happened to me years ago, and I believe something can happen to you years ago and affect your trust. But distrust is worse than betrayal. You lock up your heart and God can't see into it. Well, God can see anything. But when you lock up your heart, you veil it. And there has to be an unveiling of your heart before the Lord. That's why worship is so important. It creates a portal above your head. If you don't have any accountability, you will close up. The aperture will close. Which is good as it relates to focus, but when it comes to accountability, you must stay open to God and an accountability partner. You got to keep it open to the accountability partner. Y'all follow me? Everybody don't have access into your life like that. You don't tell everything to everybody, even if you know them. There are certain things that should be spoken to this one, and then certain things that should be spoken to that one, and then certain things that only should be spoken in family. Who's training us to teach us that? Or when life hits us, do we just vent and share whatever? Remember, you're on a quest for independence. You did it when you were in your parents' house. I'm out of here. And you're still doing it now. I don't need nobody. And you are missing it. You may get what you want, but you'll lose what you have. I'm always reminded of the 27th and the 27th chapter of the book of Acts. Elder Gardner, you may be able to help me. When Paul is bound and put on a ship, he's a prisoner on the ship, but in terms of spiritual ranking, he's the highest on the ship, though he's in chains. A lot of people look at the chains that a person may be wearing or their confinement and judge their abilities by it. But God is not intimidated with bondages like that. God may put something in somebody that you can see has a limp or an issue going on in their lives, and they may be carrying something that can launch you into a new dimension. At the same time, they could be saving you from a future storm that you have no clue of coming. You don't even know that it's on its way. You have no discernment at all. The sun is shining, so you're ready to sail, and you have no clue of what's going to happen in a few days. Paul said, I perceive that this voyage is not going to go well. Well, how did he get that? There was no weather channel. There is no way for him to see, but his spirit is picking up something. The Bible says the captain and the centurion in charge did not listen to Paul, and they decided to sail. And in 3 days, things shifted. One of the reasons why God wants us to embrace the higher call and move away from this quest of independence is because God wants us to survive the next storm that you can't see in the harbor. You can't see in the moment in which you stand, but he can see it. And that's why he wants our hearts unveiled, so he can speak to our hearts about future things to come. He also opens our heart because he wants to see if his word is inside. What are you packing in it? Is unforgiveness in it? Bitterness? Quarrelings? Pride? Versus the word. Even demons are attracted to an empty house. Glory to God. Jesus said, how can I, if you call me Satan or Beelzebub, how can I cast out demons? Because Satan don't war against himself. A house divided against itself cannot stand. Let me tell you what happens when Satan is cast out. When he's cast out of a woman or a man, he then walks in dry places because he's a disembodied spirit. They don't like being outside of stuff. They have to be in it. They got to be in the chaos. They got to be in your flesh. They got to be in your business. They got to be in your mind. They are ineffective if they're just walking around. They got to be in something. They got to be in a rabid dog. They got to be in a man that doesn't like accountability. They got to be in a woman that sounds, I'm searching for my own independence. I found my voice. Jesus said, when the spirit is cast out, the spirit walks in dry places. It goes to the desert. But it can't stay there. And then it returns back to that house. And if it sees that the house is empty, it goes and gets 7 other spirits, just as wicked as it was, or worse. And then they pack into the house, and the state of that person is worse than it was before. How many of us have seen partners? We start out well, we're sailing well, and all of a sudden life happens, or something is starting to happen in your life, and you're looking and saying, this is worse than it ever was in my life. I never did these kinds of things, or thought like this, or was just as bold as this. You know why? Because you had empty spots. And there was no word in you. Nobody that can check you. You hide your weaknesses. You keep them packed in a closet. And you've learned how to conceal yourself. That's what the enemy loves. An empty house. Right now in Atlanta, Georgia, you better watch your property, because there are people, if they see you have property up there and no one is living in it, they move in it. They move in your property and they develop their own a rental agreement. They've been able to mimic true documents, and they have falsified documents and have signatures on it. So if you try to get them out, you got to go to court and prove that they're wrong. That's what's happening right now. And I want to encourage you, those of you that have empty houses, the enemy loves empty houses. Unoccupied dwellings, portions of your mind that don't have the word in it, and nobody can check you. You haven't been checked for a while. And if you looked at where you were in God and where you are now, you have drifted to sea with no anchor. One of the reasons why you're attracted to this voice is because God has made me the voice of reason. Do I have chains? Yes. Am I flawed? Yes. Am I cracked and tore up from the floor? Yes. But I believe I have a mandate on my life. And I believe that the unveiling of truth is my mandate. And I love you. And those he loves, he chastens. He doesn't always say it's going to be okay. But you need an accountability partner. For a man, it cannot be a woman. For a man, it must be a man. And your best friend, lady, is not your accountability partner. You can wrap him around your finger. It must be another woman that's not intimidated with you. Oh my God. I feel like Bishop Powell. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Good preaching, right? Blessed be his name. That quest for independence is big, even in the church, especially with the young ones, young adults. The quest for independence. I got it. No, you don't. You ain't got nothing. You may think you have a valuable in your bag, but the enemy switched it out at night. All it is a rusty pipe. Because it got weight, you think it's valuable. Open it up. Open it up. You'll see it's just a rusty pipe. The enemy traded out the valuable while you had no accountability. You're carrying the same weight, but it's not valuable. It is accountability that increases your stewardship value. Look at the state of the world. In America, if you live in certain places of Connecticut, everybody there is searching for money. They drive into New York to go to the stock market. That's places in Connecticut. Billionaires live in certain places, but they make their money in New York. And they drive an hour and a half to go to work. because their life is tied to making money. They get up early in the morning, catch trains, and they come back late at night. But their whole life is tied to making money. But if you check out their life, many of them are empty. They lost everything going after the greatest heist ever. It's while you're going after what you call valuable, you lose everything.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Trust, the Result of Accountability, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-0308. That's reference number 2403-0308.
The City of Palm Bay invites you and your entire family to the Palm Bay Multicultural Festival on Saturday, March 23rd. Celebrate culture through dance, music, and hands-on activities showcased in different countries worldwide. This free, fun event is from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Fred Pope Park in Palm Bay.
Avastai-inspired men, you are invited to join Bishop Clark and special guests for this month's fellowship on Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. High school seniors, the $1,000 ICAN scholarship is for you if you plan to attend a historically black college and university immediately after graduation. The application period is open until Saturday, March 30th. Visit ICANscholar.com for the requirements and to submit your application. Email ICAN2scholar@gmail.com with any questions. Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success, will meet on Saturday, March 9th at 1 p.m. at the CARE Learning Center to prepare for Innovation Games, a STEM competition composed of underwater robotics for 4th through 12th grade students. Head to the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthreveal.org for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.